So each of us are being asked to reveal truth. To reveal truth, you expose untruth. So that is what we're being assisted with these energies now. Quite intense, if you're paying attention. How could you not? How could you not? So one moment. So we want to remember that we're the ones that are opening up to our gestation realization, to our final arrival. And so when I receive us, it's like a plant that has been underground and it's just beginning to show its root. It's just beginning to show its like seedling, moving towards the sun, moving to the cascading brilliance, moving to the sunshine. So we want to remember that each of us has sown a seed or two. In other words, we've been assuming possibilities all along. That's very, very essential, because we're really coming to these levels where it's going to feel like there's so much to release and there's so much to avail ourselves of. And how is it humanly possible? But we want to remember we are drawing to a close to our old configuration, to our old understanding of self. And we're really allowing the dawn to break. In other words, we're really allowing ourselves to feel our light, to feel our strength. So when I say feel our light, feel our strength, I have these cherubs with like these trumpets, but these trumpets are of light. And when they're playing their music, when they're playing their tone, that music is registering in our own vicinity. In other words, there are the light codes that we're drawing upon and are stirring us and convincing us to stand on top. So the standing on top is all of the old energies that have been part of our egoic trance. So the martyrdom, the victimhood, the whatever it is, that standing on top, it's almost like Archangel Michael or Ganesh or whatever it is, like breaking through those prior obstacles, those prior false admissions. That's very important we understand that those were false admissions. In other words, it was not our true self. And we all kind of felt that way, like, I know there's more to me than this. And so this is what is occurring in our very midst, in our very establishment, in our here and now prosperity jar. So that prosperity jar, we want to feel the whispers of light. That prosperity is our light. That prosperity is our all-consuming voyage. In other words, we're breaking free of that old energy, that old belief, those old structures. And so as the old structures of the world are soon to collapse, it's going to equal the might that's upon each of us, because each of us are in process of releasing, collapsing those old structures, those old false beliefs. So as you will come evolved is aligning with the light, aligning with your truth, listening to the trumpets of those cherubs that are like toning on your behalf. So the best way I can explain this is each of us are receiving this like personalized toning that's alerting us to our readiness. And it's like the perfect notes, the perfect light codes that are cascading our brilliance regularly. In other words, we're adjusting to a new understanding of self. We're adjusting to a new exact formulation that is in our upright sequencing. In English, it's our ascended self, it's our Christ self. So those words, they're saying those words carry a lot of impressions, because we think we have to be something beyond who we are. Like, oh, well, I'm not the height of Jesus. And they're saying, of course you are, of course you are. But we've been so conditioned to see ourselves as lesser and needing to reach up to something higher, that they're saying that we've like formed this like impression of being like slave or being a beggar or being somehow so far beneath. So that's what's being like pulverized, that's what's being eliminated, that's what's being washed away, so that we can see and understand and feel and realize our symphony in our very midst. So the symphony in our very midst is Kundalini serpent, like at our cue, energies of our new arrival at our cue, like in our very midst, and we're the ones that are agreeing. So we want to allow that agreement of the heart to be brought forth. So the heart, some of us are getting very good at extending love freely often, but towards ourselves, we're still holding a can of bitterness. So when we allow the, like they're saying, the heartstrings, when I'm receiving it, it's almost like in waves, and those waves are eliminating the darkness, they're eliminating the lack. So you may have a quickening of the heart. When I'm receiving this, I also feel it in my crown chakra, but it's being stirred where all you can invest in, all you can receive, all you can indicate is the sunshine. So it's like when you're tuning to the sunshine, you're not seeing the shadows, you're not seeing the false self, you're not identifying with the false self. So allow yourself to receive your true exposure. Allow yourself to receive your light. Allow yourself to receive God's treasure chest. So the treasure chest, again, is our sacred heart, a holy grail, and we're allowing the truth to be known. We're allowing the truth to be delighted upon. We're allowing the truth to be seen. We're allowing the truth to be invested in. So that invested in is an important announcement. It's announcing the second coming. It's announcing like glory to God in the highest, God being our God essence, God being our light, God being our true remembrance. So we're not behind at all. We've always been aspect of the light, of the divine. But we've been falsified. In other words, we've been identifying with the shadow rather than our true assembly. So as we will come upon the heart, so the heart is an increasing, like a reverberation, a quickening, a self-realization. It's the energy of love. And that's why each of us are being shown, they're saying, yes, I can. How to identify with love? How to identify with the heart? How to identify with your holiness? Because as you will identify with your holiness, you bring forth and broadcast your whole self. So this is where the collapsing of the egoic structure of our identity with the ego is, it's sort of like washed away. Like, just imagine you've been holding on to something, you move to something else. And so because you're not holding it tight, it just sort of gets, you know, carried away with the waves, so that we can come into our true vicinity. So as you will receive the light, as you receive God's glory in the highest, God's glory in the highest is your God self awakening, coming to full realization, coming to full expansive indicators. So those expansive indicators are going to break those old agreements, those false agreements when we were identifying with lack, with God energy and power. So how do I say this in words? It's sort of like the energies are shifting, the world is shifting, our identity is shifting, our alignment is shifting in regular sequencing. So regular sequencing is, it's the most easiest thing you can imagine. And that's what they're saying, can you imagine it? Can you imagine dictating with light? Can you imagine with aligning with your sacred flame? Can you imagine with your holy consensus and power? So this is where we have the power of God's endorsement. In other words, our God self as us, through us, stating its very name with certainty. And so as we will receive the sunshine, as we will receive our holy chambers, as we will receive our light, this is our new station. So whoever wants to find us, it's like finding ourselves at our new identity, at our new address, at our new crossroads, at our new placement, at our new coincided value, at our new relevance, at our new homekeeping. So allow these treasures to be given with delight. Given with delight, it's like I keep hearing this over and over. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. So remembering, I am that I am. I am that I am. So we're making our true presence known. We're making our true presence asserted. We're making our true presence available forevermore in all realms, in all indications, in all previous, past, and future lifestyles. So in other words, everyone's getting the memo. All like sub-personalities, all aspects of self are being rearranged through and through. So again, we are the light holders that are aligning and quickening with this light. And so this is where the old system, the old establishment starts falling down. And that's what's in our very midst with these energies today and the days coming, is there's a quickening upon us so that we can face our own sunshine. So all of us have been searching in the dark, praying for the light. And of course we are the light. So this is where our lives are being rearranged. Our lives being rearranged is a literal translation. So all of the false prophecies, where you've been functioning out of your darkness, out of your limitation, it's going to explode. You're going to have some kind of quickening, I'll just call it that. Some may call it a crisis. Some may call it like, oh my gosh, like what in the world's happening? What in the world is happening is your light speeding up. So you can no longer display that lower value. So wherever we've still been aligned in our personality belief system with less than wholeness, with less than truth, that's what is collapsing in our very midst. So we want to allow our lives to be rearranged. In other words, I was planning on this, but this seems to be a bust. And your higher self's like, exactly, exactly, because you're going beyond that paradigm. You're going beyond that belief system. So this is where we're cracking the code at last. When I said cracking the code at last, this like powerful, powerful, powerful light in our sacred heart is like beaming, it's shining, it's revealing our true exposure. So allow that light to have liftoff's mercy. So in other words, for it to stay, for it to be all consuming, for at last to come into our victory, to our power, to our truth, to our heaven-sent pleasure. So again, all of our guides, our aids, our supports are here supporting this like very merger. So these energies, they're pretty strong, and they're gonna help us release the old and begin again anew. So being born again, being born of your light. So this isn't about religion. It's not about any outer authority. It's about aligning with our true namesake. And so of course our namesake being I am, that I am presence is coming into full establishment. And this full establishment is gonna take us into new providences, new roads, new possibilities, new insights that we couldn't see of, conceive of previously indoors, because you know we were not a full belief. So this is where all things become new again. All possibilities are unfolding in our very midst. So allow this transfer to occur with earnest. So in other words, I receive the light in earnest. I receive my light in earnest. I align with I am, that I am. I recognize myself to be a true indicator of love's establishment. So love's establishment is not, I choose to love you. Love's establishment is God on earth, formless in form, taking ownership, taking authority. And so that authority is with our divine essence, aligned with our divine will, with our divine feminine proclamation, with our divine masculine. So it's like love and truth coming forth, bringing forth peace, bringing forth the peace of greater understanding. So this, what we receive in the outer is going to resemble what we're now identifying forevermore in the inner. So allow your life to change hands. So change hands is, I'm no longer operating out of a falsehood belief of suffering. I align with my true divinity, with my true divinity, with my stand-up pleasure, with my empowered inheritance, with my transfer of consciousness, with my new frequency complete. My new frequency complete is we're holding ourselves in new standing. So allow that to be birthed through and through, and allow all to know your name, meaning allow all previous agreements to be broken, including vows of previous incarnations. Allow all cords to be cut. So again, Archangel Michael's relevance, sword. There's someone that doesn't want to let go of the cord being cut. It's your security. You think it's your security. You think it's your security. You think it's only the only way your bills are going to get paid or something. That, well, I can't give that up. I know you want me to. I know I'm supposed to, but I can't take that chance. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You are your own pocketbook. You are your own treasure chest. You are your own abundance, bank account, whatever it is. So the reason that you think you need is because you're not aligned with your own heart. So you're leaning on another. So this is your opportunity to stand up straight. God is my every supply. My God self is my every supply. My I am presence brings forth my every need. So now, whoever that is, or maybe others are joining, allowing Archangel Michael to cut that cord at last. At last. So as that cord is cut, you're feeling your light at last, because you're no longer dependent. You're no longer believing in suffering. You're allowing your own lifeline to be shown to you. You're allowing your own abundance to be shown to you. Imagine there being a pile of gold at your feet. So it may not be material wealth, it may be health consuming your body. Cells healing because they're no longer being deprived of love certainty, where you've denied your own love. So allow love to cascade through your body, through your relationships. Someone's got some kind of contract they're concerned about. So the energies of that contract are shifting because you no longer are depriving yourself of your light, of your wholeness. Remember, life is just showing us duality, where we believed in the past that we were separate from our divinity. As we stand upon our divinity, everything is rearranged through our sourcing. We are sourcing our I am presence, walking in our light, embodiment of love. love bringing forth our every satisfaction. Whatever is needed for our divine plan, love provides. So if we haven't been receiving it, it's because we've been denying ourselves love. So notice where you're still not loving towards yourself. Notice where you're still holding bitterness, anger, and allow that to be the false story and allow it to drop away. It's just the ego that was trying to get you to hold on to it, and that's no longer our identification through and through forevermore. Through God's mercy, God being our God self, our I Am presence is now through and through in full embodiment, day by day coming more and more complete as we hold ourselves accountable to our light, accountable to our I Am presence, accountable to our ascended self, and feel the masters drawing us close, and notice the energies between yourself and the masters that are surrounding you, and notice the equality of that. Notice that the energies are the same. That what we're coming into true identification of is our master self, that is here to establish light and love on earth. It is the reason for our birth. Allow that to be felt. Allow that to be spoken in every cell. Allow yourselves to be quickened. Allow yourselves to be orchestrated to your new journeys home at last. Wherever is your divine perfect place, allow it to be presented. Knowing that all is complete. Life can be rearranged in a heartbeat as you offer yourselves your own heart. So what is required is the love of self, the identification in your I Am presence. Allow that to be forevermore. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. And so it is.